Since 2018, the sockeye and chinook runs up the Chignik River have been extremely low, and this year looks just as dismal. Desi Carlson is the administrator for Chignik Bay Tribal Council.
My brother went up last week, and they got a few fish just to put in the smokehouse, but there's hardly any fish. We're looking at another season like last year and the year before.
Carlson says for a community that relies on those runs, the low returns have been devastating.
Without no fisheries going on, no fish taxes going here, and like last year, we didn't have any subsistence. We had to rely on North Line Seafoods. They donated a bunch of fish to the locals here. And our school is going to be closing this year. Right now, our school is closed here. In our community, without this fish, we're looking at a dying community.
This week, the Federal Subsistence Office and the Alaska Department of Fish and Game issued a joint restriction on fishing for all Chinook in the Chignik River drainage. The restrictions take effect at 12:01 a.m. on Wednesday. John Gherkin, the federal in-season manager for the area, says he and other managers decided to implement the restriction for all users, commercial, sport, and subsistence, out of concerns for the run.
Right now, it's on both state and federal waters, and so that would include state sport fish and state commercial if they're caught as bycatch in a pinker chum fishery, and then also subsistence for state and subsistence for the federal waters. No targeting of Chinook at all, so the idea, get as many fish up to the spawning ground as we can.
Gherkin says the long-term effort needs to focus on the cause of the decline. Gherkin makes his management decisions based on information from local people in Chignik Bay, Lagoon, and Lake, as well as the state biologists. He says local residents have told him that the freshwater conditions have shifted. The water is warmer, and the spawning grounds at Black Lake have less gravel coverage.
We hear a lot about how the lake is filling in. It kind of has a low flow in the headwater area, so it's filling in more with like sand and becoming shallower and kind of covering up some of the gravel that we would typically associate with spawning fish, spawning salmon at least.
People there noted a decline in bear populations as well, which Gherkin suspects is correlated to declining salmon runs. Chignik Bay is the hub community for the area, with a deep water port and the Chignik Health Clinic, and the ferry travels there in the summer. Desi Carlson, the tribal administrator, says that without commercial fishing, the city of Chignik doesn't receive any fish tax.
Our revenues are going down and people have to move out because we have no fisheries here. So they have to go find work other places, and that's not really good for our community. We're in dire straits down here.
Carlson says people in the Chignik are currently brainstorming plans to help their communities survive. The Federal Subsistence Division last week restricted subsistence fishing for sockeye to federally qualified users only, that is, residents of rural areas. That restriction continues through the end of the month.